Petersfield's Shine Radio.
We came back from the gym this morning about 12:30. Oops, sorry, that was an explosion. And saw the plume of smoke as we came round the corner. Saw it was a little bit alight and some smoke. And then it's just escalated from there, really. So there was no firemen on scene or anything when we first got home. But within probably half an hour, yes.
And how has the situation changed through the day?
It's obviously got worse from the initial little fire. There's a lot of fire engines on the scene. There's a lot of police on the scene. They've closed the causeway. And I think they may have stopped the trains as well. The trains were going through slowly, but I haven't seen one for a while because obviously it backs right onto the train line.
And how close to the fire is your home?
80 yards.
80 yards, apparently. I'm not good at distances, sorry. Yes, so we can feel the heat, but luckily the wind is blowing the other way, so there's no smell or smoke coming our way at the moment.
And you said you could hear explosions as well.
Oh, yes. Yes, obviously things, whether it's tyres or I don't understand technical stuff, but it's just bangs and a few flashes and whatever's in there. But the fire service have said it is safe for us at the moment. There's no risk to life or risk to property. So at the moment, we're safe.
And are you able to get in and out of your house as normal?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's not a problem. The police have been coming up and down the road just checking on us and making sure. My husband's been speaking to a police officer just now, just keeping us updated with things, really. So it's not, obviously it's impacting us going out in the garden because I don't want to rather than I can't. But there's no smell, there's no smoke coming our way. We've got the bedroom windows open just so we can nosy out, but it's not affecting us in any way.
And how worrying is it for you to have a fire that close to your home?
I think because we can see it and we can see the fire service there, we can see the Simon snorkel up there pumping his water out. I don't feel threatened in any way because it is not near the property. And because our gardens are quite long, they're sort of 100 foot long, even if it comes to the wall, at that point it then starts to worry. But it is quite away from the wall to the other side of the scrapyard, towards the railway line more.
And you said you can feel the heat. What does that feel like?
It's not intense. It's just a little bit of warmth coming through. It's not. If it was any more, then I probably would be worried, but it's not at the moment.
The police have told us they expect the causeway to be closed for up to 24 hours. How is that going to affect you and other people who live along that road near Berriton?
Obviously, school pickups are going to be a problem, not necessarily for us, but people coming into Berriton School from the other side of Petersfield, they're just going to have to find another way around for now. And for us, we actually... Yeah, as long as I can get to the train station on Wednesday, because we're going to see AC/DC, but we can go the long way round. It's not a problem.
Tell me, how long have you lived near Huntley Scrapyard?
My husband's lived here longer. He's lived here for 40 years nearly. He's known one other fire there back in the 80s. I've only lived here for 13 years. We knew it was there when we moved in, so it's what you live with. No, but it's that they seem to have got it all under control. There's enough fire engines there. There's enough police keeping us informed. And yeah, fingers crossed. It's for me, I feel sorry for the loss of business because I know they've had some very expensive machinery destroyed by the fire. So that's going to have a huge impact on Huntley's as a local business.
How do you know that? What do you know about that?
My husband was speaking to one of the workers there earlier. He hasn't given any details, no more sirens. But he said, we've lost one very, very expensive piece of equipment and a few other smaller pieces. So it is going to have an impact on them.
All right, Claire, thanks again for your time today, and we'll leave you to get through the rest of the day.
Thank
and I
you.
Hope it's not too disruptive for you and indeed your family.
Yes, I mean, it's only me and my husband, and we've arranged for a couple of the neighbours to disappear who feel they need to. We're looking out for each other, which is good.
Thank you, Claire. All the best.
All right. Thank you.
Songs that shine forever. I'm so the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.